So they called the apostles back in and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. Today's verse is taken from when Peter and John were before the religious leaders of the time because they had healed a crippled man in the name of Jesus. And they obviously did not like this, and they told them. So they called the apostles back in and commanded them that they may never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling everything we have seen and heard." And that's true, isn't it? It's true for them. They're in front of the people that had killed Jesus, that had sent him to the cross. They could fully expect themselves to go to the cross as well for what they are doing in the name of Jesus. But they're saying, look, we can't not do this. You're telling us not to say anything, but that's the only thing that we can say because God tells us to. We are more obedient to God in what he has called us to, and we cannot be obedient to you. Remember that just weeks, months, years before, they were following these leaders. They came to Jesus once they knew and understood who Jesus was, and especially after his resurrection and ascension. They couldn't help but say, everything has changed. And that's what happens in our lives. Everything has changed in our lives as we become Christians. People will tell you and me, stop speaking these things in the name of Jesus. And our reply should be like Peter's and John's. Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling everything we have seen and heard. We've read it. We experience the Holy Spirit in us now. We see the amazing work of God in the world. How can we not do what God has called us to do now and to grow his kingdom? So when many people come against us, telling us not to do this, and especially people who we think are very high in authority above us, we just have to say, look, we are obeying our Lord and our Saviour. We can't not. How can we not? We just want to praise God, to say about all these things. And remember, as Jesus was going into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, that Palm Sunday, they told him to be quiet. They said to him, tell those crowds to be quiet. And he said, look, even if I did that, the stones will cry out. The stones will cry out. That even if we don't do it, the stones will cry out God's glory. So let us be filled with the Holy Spirit, as Peter and John were, and let us be obedient to God and tell everything that Jesus has done for us and for others. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray that we are filled with your Spirit, that we are obedient to you, and Lord, that we obey you rather than those who tell us to be quiet. Amen.